talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And good Friday afternoon, Friday, March the 29th, 2019, last Friday in March of 2019, 14 minutes past the hour, you're tuned into the Exchange Club. Brandy Downs, Charlie Evers, and this week sitting in for Marge Hazel at Terry Tech. And I talked to Marge again this week.
Can you say where she's at?
I guess.
Well, you better know.
Yeah, she's at Heartland.
Yeah, okay.
And doing okay.
Heartland,
She's at Heartland.
Oh.
And doing okay, so we'll... Hello, Marge, if anybody sees you who's out there at Heartland, say hello to Marge. She's out there.
Yeah.
So Marge will be back. Hopefully sooner than later.
That would be nice.
Now, the first thing we're going to get into here today, do you know what next week is, Charlie?
The week after this.
The week after this, first week of April. But do you know what it is?
Oh, no.
It's the anniversary of this show.
Oh, really?
10 years.
Wow.
10 years we've been on the air with this thing. Started on WMRN. Then went to television for 2 years, and now 5 years on here. Now, who'd have thought we've been arguing for 10 years with a lot of people?
Well, I tell you what people don't know. I was listening to Tradio this morning.
Oh, boy.
And a lady called in and wanted to know how you turn a white egg brown. And
Jeff, an Easter egg.
And Jeff Bruce said, that's a question for Charlie Evers.
He did.
And the lady said, he's dead.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
dead?
Yeah.
Charlie.
Oh, I died.
Breaking news.
That's horrible.
We've resurrected Charlie.
Man, for a dead guy, you do a heck of a good job, Charlie.
You do a great job, man.
I try.
Gee whiz. Yeah. No, you're not dead?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, how do you turn a brown white?
You choose a different breed of chicken.
Of course you do. But anyway, next week we're going to celebrate 10 years of this show, and a lot of different people who... I was trying to think of this last night when somebody brought it to my attention. It'll be 10 years. We've had governors on this show. Governor Gilligan, Sky Lucy with Casper the Camel. Mr. McFeely's been on this show over the years. And Marianne. I hope that maybe we're able to get Marianne
next
week.
Yes.
Marianne was with us for the first 7 years, and we had a wonderful time with Marianne Michaels. She's in retirement now, but we hope that maybe she'll come back next week for the 10th anniversary.
Great.
It'd be great to see Marianne.
You've had also the... what channel is she from? Every now and then she moderates the Columbus Club. They have a weekly TV.
Carol Looper?
Yeah, Carol Looper.
Looper, Satch Sullinger, Steve Cannon. A lot of people. Dave Kaler has been on the show. A lot of people.
When you come to analyze that whole thing, they're all has-beens.
Well, that's what this show is. has-beens and dead people, Charlie. That's all
that's
we
right.
put on the air here. Has-beens and dead people.
Yeah.
But that's how we get by.
I'm waiting to hear from Donald
Trump.
Now,
wait, Mr. McFeely's a has-been?
Oh, no.
He's not going to like that, Charlie.
No, he's the only live one.
You made an enemy.
Yeah.
You made an enemy now with Mr. Rogers.
David Newell, yeah.
Yep, David Newell has been, apparently. That's what you said.
Don't listen to him. He's dead.
He's unhappy today because they've killed him this
morning.
That's
right. Yeah.
That's right. On Tradio, of all places, to kill me.
Oh, what a horrible thing.
He's dead.
This is a sad day, Charlie. Why did this person on the line think that Jeff was suggesting you if you were dead?
Well, she didn't know that. I don't know. She just wanted to know how you turn a white egg brown.
A brown egg white, I thought.
Or white egg, either way.
Well, you wouldn't be the person to ask anyway.
No, but Jeff thought I'd be the person. I'll give Jeff credit, you know.
I wonder if she went to your funeral.
Yeah.
See, it was because I left and Jed took over Tradio.
Jeff. That's right. Once you're off the air there, you're dead.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
You might as well be dead.
Yeah.
What makes a difference?
Right? Marion is a town of tradition.
There are some interesting traditions we're going to talk about this week on the show, that's for sure. But just to get it over with and get it done, because we've talked about it so much on this show, it finally came down after almost two years, the Mueller report. No collusion for Donald Trump, but weird wording in the...
Boy, Democrats can't get over that. Man, they'll carry this out till they die.
Well, I'm... Well, you would know something about dying.
Yeah, right. Say, yeah.
A dead person
coming
himself.
From a dead man. Yeah.
Coming from a dead man, we know. We should start at the late Charlie.
Yeah, yes, right.
Yes.
Yes.
Sitting in.
So would Charlie be considered dead man walking?
I don't know what
you're saying.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Isn't he dead? That's awful.
Oh, he wouldn't know. He's dead.
That's just awful.
Oh, my God.
No,
gosh.
But
terrible.
The wording on this is kind of strange, though, because no collusion, which is a good... I don't know why people aren't happy about that, because it's good that the president did not collude with a...
Well, the Democrats are claiming, yeah, if you read the fine print, though, he's guilty.
Well, the fine print does say some odd things, because it's... I don't understand the wording of we can't convict him of a crime, but we can't exonerate him.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand that. What do you think, Brandy?
There's a lack
you're our big Democrat. You're gonna ride this till you're dead.
Maybe it's
no. I mean, if Mueller says that there is no criminal basis on which they can convict him, then I believe him. But I think it was probably a lack of evidence, and I would like to see the full report and not just Barr's letter.
That'd be interesting to see the whole report.
2 years, 2 years, and hundreds,
$30 million.
Go ahead, Brandy. Wow.
There, well,
are you crying?
No.
Did you just hear that Charlie died?
Yes, I'm.
She's in mourning. She's in mourning. Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's interesting talking to a zombie.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I all investigations take lots of time, and when there's something that is this important and this large, of course it's going to take more than a few weeks or a few months. I hope that, you know, he did due diligence and went as far as he could. That's what I was hoping for. And if he says that there's no basis on which to charge President Trump with anything criminal, then I believe it.
What I did find interesting, because I read the five pages, what I did find interesting, even though President Trump had nothing to do with it, and I believe that, they listed the stuff that was done to Hillary Clinton in that election about how the Russians did target certain areas like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, and how much money they had invested in that, and how much Putin did hate her with a passion because she had confronted him years earlier. So there, it is true that Donald Trump's people did not know anything about it, but they did go after her. Russia did go after her and certainly did not want her to be president. And that's in the report. You can read it. It's part of the five pages. What do you make of that, Charlie? Because the question was that during the election, Hillary's going to be easy on Russia. Well, they didn't think so. Invested a lot of money to try to take her out.
Well, you can do that through Facebook.
They did, and that's how they did it. Terry, let's get off this subject, but what do you think? Final word on this Mueller report? I think he goes down this as nothing in history. I don't think his name will mean anything in 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, how many millions did we invest in the Mueller?
$30 million.
$30 million, but made...
$30 million.
But made...
40-something.
Yeah, 40-something.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Did we get our money's worth?
Well, I don't know. Haven't read it.
How would you gauge that?
I mean, if you're President Trump, you have to say he's out there saying, I've been completely exonerated, which is not true. But, you know, if you believe that, then of course you got your money's worth, because now you get to say, I did nothing wrong, move on.
I believe it. I believe that his people did not know. Why wouldn't I? I mean, that's what it says.
Right.
But I think that people should be able to read the report. If it is over apparently between 300 and 1,000 pages.
But Mueller did get a lot of convictions.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah. Of various...
And a lot of money from texts that had been evaded and so on and so forth. And Trump's real danger, to be honest, and this is just factual, it's nothing against the president. If he does not win in 2020, the Southern District will probably indict him on January 21st, because he has been named in crimes there. The only reason they haven't indicted him is because he is the sitting president. He's been, I think, campaign finance he's been implicated in, problems with his the way he accepted money for the Trump Foundation, the way he accepted money for his inauguration. He's going to have to face the music in the Southern District.
And then there's the Clinton Foundation, too, that's been...
Oh, God, here we go.
Really?
It's just like the 2016 election all over again.
I mean, the Clintons have been investigated for how many years? Everyone's whining about Trump being investigated for 2 years?
If Hillary did something wrong, put her in jail.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Yeah.
Terry, did you give the final word? Or did somebody cut you off?
No, go ahead. I'm just listening to, my final word is just, I just think this, we have to take the report at face value. It says
we see it?
We should see it.
Okay.
But I mean,
Trump said he
open it up.
Let it be known.
Let's go.
But I mean, if it says he didn't, we have to believe.
Why aren't we happy about this? Yeah. Why aren't we happy that the president is not an agent of the Russian government? This is something to be happy about. No?
I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. Oh, Jesse Smollett? Oh, now this is another big...
Yeah, now what is the deal on that?
Well, they've dropped the charges. Now, I don't know. I can't figure it out because they've sealed the case,
mm-hmm.
and he went out and proclaimed his innocence again and said, no, I didn't do any of these things. And I can't imagine that he did do them. Why would they drop him if he did him? I don't understand it.
I think somebody, I cannot remember her name, but somebody over in the Justice Department in Chicago said that the case had been sealed erroneously, the last I had heard. So there's a possibility that part of it is going to be turned around.
Yeah. But. Now, didn't they show a picture of the canceled check?
Right, but now the check is apparently, he's saying that was for training purposes, that it had nothing to do with this. I don't know why they would drop the case if they really thought he did it.
I know it really disturbed the mayor of Chicago and the chief of police.
Well, the chief of police went on many television shows saying he had the goods, and apparently the district attorney felt he didn't have the goods. But see, Beck, I thought that was weird. Why was he going, before the indictments, the chief of police was on all these cable shows. That's not the place where you go when the guy has not even been indicted yet. And I'm not saying, I don't even know who he is, to be honest.
I never heard of him
Me
before.
Either. So, I mean, I don't care if he's guilty or innocent. But you know what? I didn't think locking him up, I don't know that was going to do any good. Make him pay the fines, just like these people who got their kids into school falsely, and mm-hmm. be done with it. Move on.
Boy, and I bet that's just the tip of the iceberg so far.
Well, I wonder.
How do colleges recruit all these athletes? And why, or what do these athletes enroll in? Do they have a college program for football?
Yeah.
They must.
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, don't most colleges.
Well, because, I mean, they were big-name universities, USC. And,
right.
You know, I mean,
not as a major. Is that what you're
talking
about, Charlie?
That's what I'm talking about,
not as a major.
Enrolled as maybe a doctor, lawyer.
Some of them do. Lots of them go into business or advertising.
But they still have to pass the classes. I mean, they're not going to let a lawyer who can't pass the bar.
Now they got a little extra money.
I don't know. Can you bribe the bar? I don't know. The state bar? I don't know if you can do that.
I have a feeling there's a lot to be discovered there.
Oh, I think a ton.
Wow.
This is only one false flag operation.
What about this case with Avenatti?
Oh, I don't even care about that.
Trying to shake down Nike.
Couldn't care.
Let me just say on the Smollett case, I don't know why they decided to drop the charges, but it's similar. It could be similar to the Mueller report in that sometimes you have a certain amount of evidence for something, but you don't have enough that you think that you can actually convict them. Just because the police think somebody did it doesn't mean that the prosecutor is ready to wage his career or his record on getting that conviction.
Well, I've also heard that Chicago did not want to divert its money to prosecuting this case that wasn't going to amount to a whole lot because he didn't have any priors, probably wasn't going to get, if any, or a lot of jail time, so why waste all that money prosecuting the case if he's willing to cover the court cost, which I think is what he's willing to do, which I wish more things were settled that way, and we'd move a lot faster in life. We'd get a lot more things done.
But But then it's not fair to people who don't have the means to pay the court costs and things
like that.
Well,
it's always been that way.
There's a, wasn't that up well, the Ohio
but
legislature
but that's, yeah. but that's but that's a, that's, yeah. a, that's an uphill argument because if the rich person goes anyway, they can afford a better lawyer than a poor person, so Absolutely. What makes a difference?
Right, exactly. Well, there's always
so wouldn't you rather get the money?
Disparity. No, I think we should probably... I mean, yeah.
What
I
are you going to do, ban high-priced lawyers?
The big thing, you jail an indigent. How does that indigent pay the court costs?
They don't.
They don't.
They don't.
Or they have to work it off.
They count their jail time as...
But how do they work it off at 25 cents a day?
I don't understand.
It takes a long time.
I don't understand jail and prison for nonviolent people, period. And people will say, well, Bernie Madoff. Listen, Bernie Madoff ruined people's lives. People right. committed suicide. People lost their whole life. That is a violent crime. But this whole idea of these college bribe things and this Smollett thing, I don't know. Some people, I guess, consider that violent. But, you know, also people who steal from their workplace, are they really a harm to you? I mean, really? Now, if they do it several times, I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
But putting them in jail, they're never going to get a job again. It's just, I don't understand it. But whatever. Is Smollett guilty? Doesn't really matter at this point now, does it?
Right.
He's off. So there you go.
Yep.
Now, let's come back to Marion here, because this is interesting. Charlie brought this up before we went on air, that right on the front page of the paper today.
Top page, above
the fold. Marion has a high teen birth rate, and the picture is a real good one, too. Two pregnant stomachs.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, isn't that the picture? Yeah, I believe it is. Two pregnant stomachs with, I forget what they say on their T-shirts, but anyway, why? Why do we have a high teen birth rate in Marion?
Yeah, who can tell you?
I don't know where they got their information. I don't know.
Yeah, the health department apparently compiles that information, don't they?
I guess. Age of the people, probably. But why? What do you think, Brandy? You're the woman here. None of
yes,
us can
I
get
am.
Pregnant. So what do you think?
Well, I think there's always a lot of factors that go into teen pregnancy. And, I mean, my mom was a teen mom. So, you know, it's not the end of the world. But I think we need to work on it. There's a lot of factors. Ease of access to contraception, sexual education, you know, issues with poverty and being in school and all of these things sort of go together. Yes.
Poverty?
Yes.
Poorer people...
Yes, are more likely to be teen mothers. That's true.
Oh. But why? Because they can't afford contraception? Is that the idea?
Well, that might be part of it. I mean, I'm not an expert on it, but I think
they have
also...
a lower level of living.
So that makes you...
Yeah, they're...
More active? Because
you
have a lower
educated,
level of living?
Perhaps.
I mean...
So the smarter you are, the less likely you are to...
There is evidence that the more educated, the more well-educated a woman is, the longer that she prolongs having children.
But it takes
children.
A man and a woman to have a pregnancy.
Yes.
So do you got to find an undereducated guy too, and onward
well, that's
and
a whole different story. I don't, you know, I honestly don't know if there is a whole lot of statistical analysis of a man's part in teen pregnancy.
I understood everything else you said about maybe lack of contraception. I understand that. I understand that, you know, maybe it is the area you live in, but I don't understand the academic part of it. I don't get that. I don't know why, because you have a lower education, that you would be more likely to be pregnant.
Well, but people living in slums are more apt to have more children.
I don't think that's true.
Even though they can't afford them.
It is.
Well, they might not be able to afford them, but I don't think they have more children.
Some of it is a cultural thing. If you live in an area where teen pregnancy is the norm, then it tends to happen more often. When you, I don't think education, they're not necessarily talking about teen girls with this, but women who have college degrees are more likely to delay having children.
You can't even get to college.
Right.
Yet, if you're a teen.
No, yes, but that's, well, I don't know. Nowadays in high school, they have them take college courses in
the
high
school. So you're telling me that the Virgin Bachelor is the smartest guy in the world?
No, it has nothing to do with the men. This is what I'm saying.
Well, it does have something to do with the men.
It's only a study on women. That's
right, but you got to have the man to get this done.
Yeah, but there's no study that says that, or at least, please, if somebody out there knows of a study that details a man's education levels versus whether or not he's likely to have been a teen father, please let me know. The studies are done on women.
Yeah, but don't you really hear, when we're talking about teen mothers, don't they have to be teens except that 1 year period? And if not, they're jail. I mean, isn't that right? I mean, if you're a teen mother, which is what this says, it better be a teen boy who was involved in that, because there's only 1 year there where you got some leeway.
I don't think that's necessarily always the case.
Well, it's not always the case, but I don't...
But I think there's a good backlog of young men that are looking for girls that are
right, but
willing.
So a smart... the guy's education doesn't matter, but a girl who isn't...
No, what I'm saying is I don't think there's any evidence. There haven't been any studies that have looked at whether
I understand.
Or not...
Right, but why would you? Because the woman has to carry
it. Well, because just said that the men had a part in it, right?
Well,
so
maybe we need to
be working on this issue from both sides of the coin instead of just on the
I've known very
side.
Smart girls who got pregnant. And I don't think it has anything to do with your brains. I think it has to do with listen, when you're a teenager, your hormones are bashing all over the place, and you don't know. If you don't have... Here's the problem. Parents don't talk to their kids about this stuff. They're so namby-pamby about the whole thing.
That's
and they,
true.
They think you get pregnant with a stork, and that's what happens.
But the other thing is, it's not... When I say that highly educated women delay having children, that is not talking about somebody's intelligence. My mother was extremely intelligent and still ended up as a teen mom. Education is different from intelligence. So there could be girls out there who get pregnant who are very intelligent but aren't well educated.
Well, how could you not be well educated as a teen? You haven't even had the opportunity yet to be educated.
Yes, but education is, it has to be a comprehensive education. They have health classes over at Harding High School, right? And they talk about these things. And if the girls aren't going to school, right, if they've dropped out, they're more likely to get pregnant. All of these things are factors. It's not one thing. It's not if your daughter is educated, it inoculates her automatically against pregnancy. That's not it. There's a variety of factors that all go into this particular statistic.
Terry, what do you think? I just think it has more to do with the fact. I think people are on their cell phones all the time. I think people aren't talking to their kids. Where do people even get contraception now? I mean, really, if you're that age, you can't buy it in the store. I don't think they would sell it to you.
Buy it in the store.
Well,
you should buy it in the store.
No, let me
say,
people don't, though. I'm telling you, people do not do it.
This is why we need to remove the stigma of being able to buy something in the store. Just go do it. It's really
Every
not
time
that
I ask,
hard.
Are teenagers turned down when they show up at the checkout counter with contraceptives?
I'll tell you the problem with a teenager. Now, it's not turned down by the person who's selling them the contraception, but they're afraid that somebody's going to see them who they know, and then all of a sudden you are, we know what you're buying that stuff for.
So there's no law against a teen buying contraceptives?
No law that I know of, no.
Okay.
But they used to sell it used to be free in bathrooms. I don't think it is anymore.
I think you can
That's
probably
right. they used
still
to have machines,
get it free
yeah.
at certain places. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
And they took those out. And now look what we've got. Now, Terry, I mean, do you think it has more to do with education or more to do with the fact that people aren't educating people? People don't want to walk into the pharmacy and buy contraception. And if you don't have contraception, by the way, another problem with this is people don't want, the doctor will not give you the birth control without permission from a parent. So that's a big problem. Because that's a more surefire way than the contraception. And if you tell your mom you want to be on the pill, I guess she knows why you want to be on the pill. And that creates a whole problem.
But does all this put Marion in number one in ranking?
I don't know that we're number one. I think we just have a high risk.
That's the thing, too, that you can't say that it has anything to do with cell phones or whatever. Kids in Marion aren't on their cell phones any more than kids in
Anywhere else, or wherever.
I mean,
no, but I think that everything now, you know, people snap a picture of you wherever you are, and people will do this sort of thing. I think it matters everywhere. I just think in Marion, maybe it has a lot to do with the fact that I think we're well-educated around here. We've got two colleges. We've got dorms moving in. We've got all this, five school districts. I don't know of any county our size that has five school districts. I don't think it has to do with education. I think it has to do with living in a town. How many times do you go into a store where you know somebody? Well, if you're walking in and you've got contraception in your hand and you're a teenager, which is what this story says, it gets around.
But that's the same in any small town. Ohio is made up of tons of small towns. Why is Marion... Why does Marion have such a high birth rate? Yeah. I mean, I think they said it was like twice as high as the state average.
But why wasn't it that way 5 years ago? And I don't think it'll be that way 5 years from now. It's probably just a bad year.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, what would it have to do with the city, really?
Well, look, we have a huge opioid crisis. We have lots of kids who were traumatized by that, put into foster care, or had to deal with, you know, other issues with their parents in that way. Those kids now are becoming teenagers, and they are at risk because they've suffered traumas and their lives have been interrupted.
I'll buy that.
This is how these things happen.
I think trauma is a big thing. Yeah, I'll buy that. But I don't know about education. I just wouldn't put education in that. Terry, for the fourth time, and we'll see if we get the answer this time, do you think education matters in this particular area?
Well, I don't know, because this has affected me personally, because my sister was a teen mom.
So,
and she now has a master's degree.
So there you go. Right. She wasn't education.
But she was 16 at the time.
She was 16 at the time.
Yeah. Right. But then when she went to college, did she have more children while she was in college?
But what do you chalk it up to?
With her, I obviously don't. She was very intelligent, so I don't think it was her. You know, her. I just think it wasn't intelligent. I just think it was I don't want to say like a peer pressure, but it was kind of
there
that
you
thing.
Go.
It was
right.
Like,
nothing to do with intelligence.
Almost like the cool. I shouldn't even say that. But like
the cool people,
like the in thing to do.
I'll tell you what.
Something I don't know.
Yeah, go to a school. That's what's going on.
Culture does have a lot to do with it, like I said. And again, it's not about
the group of friends she ran around with at the time all had.
And she obviously didn't quit school.
No.
So there you go. No education problems there.
Marion Tech, Ashland University, and Mount Vernon Nazarene.
You're killing me, Scott.
Yeah.
I just don't know why that's a factor.
Did you ever go through a large city in the slum area and see children all piled up everywhere?
But is that an... Is that the reason or the cause? Because, see, I think if you have a lot of children, you can't work as often. You got more mouths to feed. It's harder to find a house with more room, so you end up in a slum section. I think that's the problem. I think if you just have to take care of yourself, you probably could find an apartment in the good side of town.
So a lot of people say, yeah, she's having more children because she gets a dividend from the government.
Well, see, but I don't think that's right either.
Is that right?
I don't think. She gets more maybe food card, but that's...
Poverty is a vicious cycle. And, you know, if you... Like, my mom grew up in the projects in her hometown, and then she got pregnant at 16, and it was a struggle to get out of that. Now, she did. She worked out of it. But it's very easy. It would have been easier for her to slip back into it. She had a lot of hurdles that she had to overcome.
It's a stigma.
Yeah.
Listen, people are going to do it. So if you know somebody, you just got to tell those people what to do, where to do, where to get it. Go to the doctor. Get your birth control. Go somewhere. Because you can't stop it. That's the problem. If somebody wants to do it, they're going to do it. And that's the way it goes. So that's that. Now, this is interesting because this comes to man-woman things. Dinner etiquette. Because apparently, a lot of women now are getting angry because men want the women to pay half the bill on the first date. Because of all this, you know, women's liberation that has went down through the years. And women apparently are kind of rejecting to this because they don't think they should be paying the bill. What is the proper etiquette when you go out with a girl for the first time?
I
make her pay the whole bill.
I never would dream of having her.
See, now, that's it a man thing or is that a you thing?
I can just only speak for myself, but...
Why do you have to pay the bill?
Because it's your responsibility, I mean...
Now, see, why? Why, though?
Because you wanted to go on the date, so...
So she abdicated to go on the date, so you must pay.
She accepted your invitation, so therefore... Oh,
here it is, Charlie.
Oh, my
now,
word.
You're from a different... you're from a...
I'm a different generation.
And no longer with
way
us.
Way back.
No longer with us at this point, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Do you think it's right that the man pays?
Yes.
Because you had all daughters.
Well, that's right. Now, and I expect their boyfriends or whatever pays their...
Paid
way.
The way. Yeah, there you go. There's two for the man pays. I know where this is going, so here we go.
Oh,
go
we're in this big female movement now.
Here we
it's
go.
It's almost, it. Listen.
It's isn't coming.
Isn't it very like the black and the white? How the black African-American people are, coming about more and more gaining the rights that they deserve for years. Women are doing the same thing.
Well, I don't know that this is a right. I never saw a woman go for the check. So let's start there.
And, of course, it all goes back to the women get paid less than men and
in
jobs.
True.
And,
that's true.
And we're in this big revolution right now.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I can feel it. I know it's coming. What do you think, Brandy? As if we don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, tell me then.
No, go
what
ahead.
Do
we
I
know.
Think?
We all know. Go ahead. Should the man pay?
No, the etiquette is whoever invited the other person out is the one that's supposed to pick up the check. But I have absolutely no problem paying for my half of anything. And I will always tell my daughters, as my mom told me, if you go out on a date with someone, you'd better be prepared to pay for the meal because you just never know.
Terry says no.
No.
There are men who will.
My mom would
walk
roll
away.
Over in her grave right now if I made a woman. I mean, honest to God, true, she would. No.
I just have never seen the woman go for the check. I know when the guy comes over, or the whatever, from the restaurant, waiter, whatever, they come over and they say, one check or two. Yeah. The guy always says one. I've never heard the woman ever say, I'll take it.
I would never.
Oh, you're not going out with the right women.
I would never dream to ask a woman.
Charlie has a woman. You went on some
it's
dates.
Tradition.
There you go.
Why?
Tradition. Tradition, the man pays.
The man pays.
Why
no
is
question,
it tradition?
No question.
Because it all started back in the horse and buggy days.
The man pays for the first date. The man pays for the wedding.
Absolutely.
And then the man pays for the entire marriage until he's
absolutely.
Dead.
Not true
No, the
at
parents
all.
Pay for that.
Sometimes. if you got a
time.
Good set of parents.
Not true. No, I mean, if a woman asks the man out on
it
the date,
matter.
She should pick up
it
the check.
But they won't
matter.
Do that. Now, listen, this is a very matter. Interesting thing.
No, don't even start. You know that that's not true. There are women who ask the men out. Yes, there are.
No.
Well,
no, you know what? When a woman asks a man out, what do they say about her, Terry? If there's a connotation.
Tell me what people say about me.
If a woman asks a man on a date, what do they say?
He tell
knows.
Me what they say about
he knows.
Me, Terry.
Say, well, they use it in a nice term.
Mm-hmm.
They say that the woman is...
Loose.
You got it.
That's funny. I've never been labeled loose in my life.
Well, saying you're loose.
Well,
just saying
I am an example of a woman who will take the initiative and ask the man. I don't see any reason to put all that pressure on him.
Would you also invite the man to your apartment after a dinner?
No, not on a first date.
Gee whiz. You wouldn't?
Probably not on a first date. No.
Second date?
How many dates did you have to have?
What's proper etiquette there? How many dates do you have to go on before?
You have to go on at least three.
Okay.
But really, it doesn't matter.
Another
do what
tradition.
You want.
Three?
Yeah.
What is that?
I
have to check three times.
You asked me for a number. I was just making
No, but I mean,
up.
If this is really women's liberation, then this is really... Because nobody ever chastises the man for going home on the first date with the woman. But if the woman... we all think they're loose.
But we're in this deal right now where every day you're seeing more and more women demanding their rights.
But is that a right? I'm just talking about etiquette for all the people out there listening. Do you pay for the woman?
Go to some other country where the women have to walk behind the man.
Well, all I'm saying is there is a connotation if the woman asks the man out, and you both know it, and I knew it, and it's that she's loose, and that is a connotation. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not adapting that to any one woman, but that is the connotation.
It's the mindset.
That is not.
Yes, it is the mindset.
Again, end of story. I think the etiquette is whoever asks for the date should pick up the check. If it's the man who does the asking, he should pick up the check. If it's the woman who does the asking, she should pick up the check. The end.
A lot depends on their livelihood.
Yeah, what if you might? What if it's McDonald's?
What
you
if
pay your for your fish sandwich, and I'll pay for
my first date
with
my husband was at Burger King,
and happily ever after. No, did you pay? Did you pay?
No.
Oh,
I don't think I did.
Now
wait
a second.
I don't know actually.
Now,
I don't remember.
Now let's lay into it.
He you asked even me. He asked me,
and he paid. No, I thought you met on the internet.
Yes, we did meet on the internet.
But
that doesn't really count as a date.
But he asked you out. I don't know. Nowadays, there's all kinds of stuff.
If I remember right, somebody invited me and my wife to McDonald's to eat.
I mean, that's a formal dinner.
I think that's where we had our first date.
That's
there
why
you go.
When I go out to eat with my friends, right? I mean,
you
we all
the
fight
there?
All over the
you
check.
Pay for the
but
check.
whoever invited everyone else typically picks up the check.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think it's tradition to myself. That's the way I believe it. Tradition is falling aside. It's going to be different, naturally, because everything's different. But here's the thing I like. I'll pay for the meal if she pays for the gas.
There you go. Split it down the middle. I like that. But that's true. That you listen. Well, Terry, still no. The woman doesn't pay under any circumstance, right?
For nothing.
None.
Yeah.
No, and I think that's the way. Why must we abandon everything? I understand there are bad connotations behind some of these traditions we have, but those aren't the connotations today. They're not.
Traditions are made to be broken, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, why do we get a Christmas tree? Why do we have turkey on Thanksgiving? Why not bologna sandwiches?
Why do we drive on the right-hand side of the road?
Drive on the left.
You pay taxes on the middle and the other side.
That's law. That's not tradition.
Yeah, why do you park in a driveway and drive in a parkway?
Draw outside of the lines, color outside.
That's right.
Why must everything date back to the prehistoric times? These things are not done for prehistoric
we
reasons.
We tear the mattress, the tag off our mattresses.
You know why? When you go down and say in snow and you see your track in the snow, why is that track that distance, your wheels apart? That goes back to the era of the ancient Romans.
Yes.
And chariots.
Yes, chariots.
That's the width of a chariot.
Right.
And
we're
yet
not,
we're
not doing that today.
That.
We're not doing it for that reason today.
And railroad tracks.
Railroad
same
tracks.
Same thing.
Darn right. So
why
must all these personal traditions be ripped apart and thrown in the garbage for no apparent reason?
It's not for no apparent reason. With any tradition, you have to examine it and decide whether it's worthy of being kept or not. And there's no reason in a world where women are permitted to work outside the home, where they are making their own money, that they should not occasionally
pay
for a
date. They should
keep their own money.
Why?
Because they should just keep their
all
money.
I know is this teen birth rate might have something to do with, you know, because maybe they're not going out to eat. Maybe they're doing other things.
Because it's also, it's a role reversal also. If I take a woman out and she pays for it, then as guys, I've seen guys get labeled as lazy and
well,
as,
also, you know, I've also heard that the person who pays for the dinner, then you owe me something. Now, I've heard that as well.
Wait a minute. Because didn't this whole story start with somebody saying that women were getting mad that men were demanding they pay half? It's
no,
not the women.
I don't think
it's
I said
the
that.
Men.
Did I say that?
The
I
women. The men were asking that women paid for half the date,
well,
and
no,
the women were getting
no.
angry.
Nobody knew what the etiquette was anymore because sometimes people are asking to pay. But there is that, you know, what is it? Because there's even a saying for that. Don't buy the cow if you can get the milk for free, because
that's a different one.
No, that is. That's an old.
Really?
But no, that's about
that one.
No, because girls sometimes feel obligated because they've taken money and so on and so forth. And there you go.
But we're in a whole different era. The women are working. When a young girl becomes of age, she works. And it's a whole different scene
now. So let her buy her own food.
Women used to be dependent on a man. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Right. You got it right. Go ahead, caller. Caller left us. Call us back. 740-383-9944. I don't understand any of it, to be honest with you. Who cares? To me, I really don't care. But all I know is I've never seen a girl go for the check. Never has happened in the history of the world. Even at Burger King.
It has happened.
No girl went for the check.
No,
I'll tell you that right.
That's not true.
Did you? On any
I have paid
on
for
any
first
of the
dates,
prior
yes.
dates?
Yes, I have paid for my dates.
And three dates later?
No.
Well, that's what you said. Three dates apparently is the tip, the etiquette for that.
It was a joke.
Oh, so it can be the first date.
Hey, people do what is best for them.
And
I'm
that's
not
how
the
you get a that's how
you
get a birth rate like this. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? I think they're there. Are you there?
No, the caller went up to pay for the meal.
Pay for the meal. 740-383-9944. I thought they were there. Okay, moving on. One more subject before the shows. What an awful subject that was. I didn't realize that would be so painful. But because last week we really didn't get to finish it because it was also the last topic. We're not going to get to our questions today. But this, I'm tired of hearing about this book about The View that's being written. Because it's front page every day, and it's just somebody bashing Barbara Walters every day.
Front page where?
Oh, yeah, pay attention. It's at the, go home and search this thing. Entertainment Tonight.
Well, it came out after Charlie died. So
Charlie passed
know.
Away before yeah. this happened, yeah. But no, first it was Jenny McCarthy last week. Barbara Walters screamed at her and told her to change her clothes. And this week, Rosie O'Donnell said, well, I had it out with Barbara in the back, and I said, this is why your daughter doesn't like you. You say that to somebody you work with? This is Rosie O'Donnell being one of her big bully selves. Now, here's my point. So I go into the store last Saturday, and I look at the tabloid aisle, and there's a picture of Barbara Walters on a tabloid. Obviously, she did not have any makeup on. She was not all done up. And it says, Barbara Walters in the throes of dementia, near death, picture of her. Now, what is the purpose of writing this book, which apparently will be out on April the 2nd, where these women who owe their careers to Barbara Walters are taking shots at her in the twilight of her life? I think that's so inappropriate.
They're like throwing bait into the water.
Yes.
Hoping the fish would come screaming over and buy that book. Because the whole thing is money.
Money. Because they know that Barbara can't crush them at this point.
Well, what are they doing right now? They're trying to get back in the public limelight. This is the way that they can...
At the expense of a legendary lady who did a lot for women. Right. And that's so inappropriate.
Well, see, this leaves room for Barbara to write a book.
Well, Barbara's, I think, not well at this point. That's the problem.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think she's well. She's 89. She hasn't been out of her apartment in 2 years, from what I understand. And so that's the time you take while she's still alive to kick her.
Take shots at her.
Not only did she give both these women jobs, even though I say something nice about the woman. What do you think, Brandy? You're the one who defended these women saying these nasty things last week.
I did not defend these women. I said that I thought Jenny McCarthy was loose with the truth.
I bet she doesn't wait till the third date.
I just also do not believe that Barbara Walter is above, criticism. I mean, she's a public figure. She's not a saint.
But did we
ever figure out who the author of the book is?
Yeah, it's some guy from Newsweek.
But he
interviewed these people.
Right.
But why, when she's still alive, when she's obviously not in good health, why kick her at this point?
Well, here's the question. What if they said nice things about her? Do you think that he would have printed them? Or do you think he only would
maybe
have printed
they did.
The bad things?
Maybe they
about
did.
Her. Exactly.
No.
So we don't know what they were saying in full about Barbara.
It's a book. There could be a whole good stuff in there, a whole bit of good stuff. But what I'm saying is, even if there was bad stuff, why say it at this point? I know a lot of bad stuff about people. I don't come on here and say
why
it.
Why buy the book?
Is that the truth? You have to have bad things in the book to sell it?
No, but it's not an accurate and full portrayal of somebody as a person if you're not talking about the bad things along with the good things. None of us are perfect, and there's no reason to not talk about somebody's flaws. It's weird to me.
No, but I don't even know if it's true, because these women are making these statements, it always happened in the dressing room. Now, they were so nice
Where
about
else would it happen?
Well, there was a show. They were all crazy on the show.
They're not going to do it on the show when they're on.
Listen, because she was signing their paycheck, she was the executive producer and creator of that show. It still goes on today. The show is still very popular, making a lot of money for ABC, and you decide to go kick Barbara Walters. They would have never said this when at the height of her power. I remember, what's-her-name crossed Barbara Walters, Star Jones. Remember that?
Yeah.
Never heard from her again. Yeah. Because Barbara had power in television. She was I think she was the most paid woman ever in television. So they wait for her to get old and dementia, and now you say nasty. And who cares, Jenny McCarthy, if Barbara Walters screamed at you? Is that really necessary, putting in a book?
Well, she's not putting it in the book. He is. The author she said is. But
the big again, thing is, just don't
true,
buy the book.
Yeah, exactly.
But people will buy the book. This book will be a number one seller, I bet.
And that's the problem, is that we love salaciousness. Oh, I don't understand.
Yeah, but why do you make the choice to be salacious? Like, I know there are very well-known people. I know stories behind the scenes about them. But it's my choice to tell them in a public forum. And I wouldn't do it because I think that's bad etiquette. And I think these women really are using bad etiquette, because not only is Barbara Walters a very famous woman, but she hired them. They wouldn't have even had contact with her if she had not put them on this show.
So they're, I mean,
it's not like
they're not allowed to ever say any. Look, this, the reason they're telling these stories is because this action by Barbara, true or not, affected them. It is also their story. If you just know gossip about somebody,
this isn't gossip.
It's not gossip if it's part of your story, of your interaction.
But we have
with
no way
person
to check this. We can't even ask Barbara now. Did you scream at Jenny McCarthy, Barbara?
Well, I'm sure we could ask her.
No, I don't think she's
probably
well.
Probably nobody will.
She's not
that's
well.
That's part of the problem. But there's no, she's not above reproach. You're allowed to tell the truth about somebody.
I'm not saying she's above reproach. I'm just saying at this point in her, it's not like she did something illegal here. All they're saying was she yelled at him. She didn't defend him.
So then why is it such a big deal if they say it?
Exactly.
If they say that it happened, if it's not something that's going
to affect her. Because they're trying to demean.
Get a grip on your life.
Because they're trying to demean her, to, just like Charlie said, make themselves seem bigger. If they would have said, first of all, Barbara Walters was not the only producer on that show. There's no way. There are probably 14 other producers and 50 other staff members.
Well, but my God, when we were there, how many people?
Well, that's right. We've been at The View. So there you go.
Wait, so is it a book about The View or is it a book about Barbara Walters?
It's a book about The View.
Oh,
but
okay,
they're taking that opportunity because if they said,
I mean, how many floor people did
they
have?
Yeah, but
they
said, if Jenny Rhodes yelled at me, well, who cares?
Yeah.
But if Barbara Walters did, she's a bad woman. I don't think Barbara Walters was yelling at
Wait,
these people. I just don't see
it. Either it's demeaning to her or it's not a
it
big
is
deal. Those are the things.
It is demeaning.
If it's not a big deal that she yelled at Jenny
Here's
McCarthy,
the $20
then it's
million
not demeaning
question
to Barbara Walters to say that.
The $20
she
million
at Jenny
dollar question is, has Jenny McCarthy ever yelled at anybody?
Of course. And Rosie O'Donnell, she's nuts. I'm sure she's yelled and killed people.
How many assistants?
Well, but they do it
how
in
many
public, right? Not in private, so people
no,
know
she yelled
it about
at Barbara
them
in private. She said, this is why your daughter doesn't like you. Now, what a horrible
how
thing to say.
How many dressing,
know that
how many dressing rooms has how many dressing rooms has Jenny McCarthy yelled at people? How many dressing rooms
I don't
has
care
Rosie O'Donnell
all I
yelled
know
at?
Listen, Rosie's
get
nuts.
Get a grip on your life.
Why would they yell at anybody if they weren't in charge? Do you
That's what I'm saying. When Rosie had a show, how many assistants has she probably
She probably
at
did, and if they wrote a book
That's
about her show, I'm
Get
sure that would
grip
come out
on your life.
I'm
going to
write a book, Charlie, about this show and these what's going on here.
She needs to
right
get
here
a grip on her life.
Oh, my.
Anyway, that brings
Are
us
you
to
Are you
going to
take everybody out to dinner?
We're going to Steubenville.
We're going to Steubenville.
We're
going
to go for the check.
Charlie, if you're inviting, you have to pay.
We're going to Steubenville
check
to get pizza.
Anyway, we still don't know
I won't
why
they're paying. I'm dead.
He gets the dead man's discount.
Yeah. He gets the dead man's discount. Anyway, bottom line on this whole story as we wrap it up this week is they're doing it to elevate themselves, just like Charlie said, to get. Why are these excerpts being in there? To sell the book, to put their name back in the spotlight, and for somebody. If Barbara Walters is your boss, to walk in and say, this is why your daughter doesn't like you, what does that have to do with the show? Nothing. She should have went to her own little dressing room and just quiet. Anyway, that's it. We solved all the world's problems this week, didn't
right
we? Now, Charlie, you're up next here
oh,
in about 10
oh,
minutes.
I'm glad you reminded me.
I did remind you. And we're going to be back in 10 minutes with the Charlie Evers Show here on WWGH Radio.
Years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been a, well, he got crazy.